Bismillah, bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa mawlah, amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So today we're continuing with our series on As-Sunan al-Ilahiyya, Divine Consistencies. And in this particular case, we're taking a look at the ayah in Surah Al-Qamar, in which Allah Ta'ala says, in ayah number 17, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. And we have certainly made the Qur'an easy for remembrance, so is there any who will remember? This is a very beautiful ayah for a number of reasons. The first one being that Allah Ta'ala is talking about how the Qur'an has been made easy. And the verb used here is اِذْتَكَرَ يَذْتَكِرُ اِذْتِكَارًا فَهُوَ مُذْتَكِرٌ, which is actually a little bit difficult to say. And so Allah Ta'ala uses this verb, and you know what this is commented in the Arabic language. Arabs would sometimes squeeze the letters together to make it more easy to pronounce. So instead of mudtakir, it's fahal mim mudtakir, easy to pronounce. So the very concept that is being described in this ayah, there's an example of it in the ayah. Allah Ta'ala is making it easy to recite this Quran. And furthermore, this verb of idhtakara is hyperbolized. It's implying what? That this Quran is something you want to go over again and again and again. There's never going to be a one-time study and, oh, I learned it, I studied it, now I'm done. That's not the case. There's an unending flow and fountain of wisdom and guidance that comes from it. And so the question isn't, how much benefit does it contain? That's the wrong question. The question is, how much benefit can I take from it? Because how much does it contain? It just keeps going, subhanAllah. Now, when Allah says, isn't it easy to remember this Quran? What does that imply? There's many different ways that this can be understood. It's easy to read due to the clarity of the words. It's easy to understand because of the clarity of thought and the clarity of the message. It's easy to listen to because it has a beautiful sound. It's easy to follow the order of the verses and surahs and concepts because they flow naturally. It is easy to memorize because of its pattern. It is easy to complete because it's not a super long book. And subhanAllah, it's relatively short. If you look at 600 pages, it's not that bad compared to, you know, so many volumes. No, alhamdulillah, it's actually a very simple, sweet message. It's easy to believe in because of how convincing the arguments are. It's easy to appreciate how much wisdom you receive from reading it. It's easy to give da'wah with and to remind others, not just remind yourself, but remind others. فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدِ. Allah says you should remind those people who fear my threat. It's easy to apply because of the example of the Prophet ﷺ. And furthermore, it's easy to connect to our current circumstances. In whatever circumstances you are, so long as you're paying attention. This is the beauty of the Qur'an. That in all circumstances, you can say, how can I relate to this? Which ayat apply to me? What wisdom can I draw from our current state? And furthermore, the ease of the Qur'an is a reminder that Allah Ta'ala can make anything easy. Allah Ta'ala can take anybody's situation and make it easy. And so this is a reminder to you that Allah Ta'ala can bless me in whatever circumstances I am. There's a very beautiful quote that says, أن الله تعالى سَيُيَسِّرُ حِفْظَ الْقُرْآنِ لِمَنْ نَوَى نِيَةً صَادِقَةً عَلَى ذَلِكَ وَسَوْفَ يُهَيِّئُ لَهُ اللَّهُ الظُّرُوفَ الْمُنَاسَبَةَ لِحِفْظِ الْقُرْآنِ إِذَا عَزَمَ عَلَى حِفْظِ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَوَجَّهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ وَطَلَبَ مِنْهُ الْعَوْنَ. That it says, one way of understanding this ayah is, therefore we must realize that Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for those who have sincere intentions to memorize the Qur'an. He will prepare the appropriate circumstances for them to do so if they are determined to memorize it, if you turn to Allah with a clear heart and ask Him for His help. In other words, if you are sincere, Allah Ta'ala is saying, I promise I'm going to make this easy for you. You might say, I don't have the circumstances. Make the sincere intent, Allah will create the circumstances so that you can memorize this Qur'an. We should remember that this Qur'an is not a book that gets passed down from paper to paper, from mushaf to mushaf. Yes, of course, alhamdulillah, we have PDFs, we have masahif, we have everything we need. But that's not the way the Qur'an is transmitted. If that was the case, then Jibreel alayhi salam would have came to the Prophet ﷺ, taught him the huruf, taught him how to read, and then given him a mushaf, right? But no, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet ﷺ for 23 years as his teacher, teaching him surah after surah, chest to chest, heart to heart. This is how the Qur'an is transmitted. This is why Allah Ta'ala describes the Qur'an, بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. This Qur'an is not in books. Allah says what? The Qur'an is a distinctive ayat, clear ayat, within the chests of those who have knowledge. That's where the Qur'an lies. One generation to the next, being transmitted from heart to heart. And it goes without saying that the Quran obviously is in Arabic. So if the Quran is easy, that means Allah made this Arabic language easy as well. As Allah says, فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ And indeed we have eased the Quran in your language, in your tongue, that they may be reminded. So yes, they go hand in hand. The Quran is easy to memorize and the Arabic language is easy to learn. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ It's a clear language. We should take it seriously. It will give you barakah in your time. When the more you take the Quran into your life, the more barakah you'll have in your time. I mention all this because we are winding down to the end of the month of Ramadan. And unfortunately, many people, they put the Quran back on the shelf. Yes, alhamdulillah, we benefited during the month, but now that the month is over, I'm going to put it back and I'm going to ignore it. We should remember Ibrahim al-Maqdisi, he says, rahimullah, beautiful quote, أكثر من قراءة القرآن ولا تتركه فإنه يتيسر لك الذي تطلبه على قدر ما تقرأ. Increase in reading the Quran and never abandon it because it will facilitate whatever you're seeking. Relative to how much you read it. The more you read, the more things will get easier, inshallah ta'ala. And now, the final points are this. Allah ta'ala is asking a question. Allah ta'ala is asking, and first stating the statement, I have made this Quran easy, so who amongst you? Who is going to remember? So this is a question, obviously a question demands an answer. So when Allah ta'ala asks us this question, let's answer. Either we're going to answer, yes, I will read and memorize and contemplate this Quran, ya Allah, or our answer is, no, I'm not going to read, memorize, nor contemplate this Quran after this month of Ramadan. And remember, this question is asked in this surah, Surah Al-Qamar, which is coming up soon, four different times. In ayah number 17, 22, 32, and 40. And so this is the way Allah Ta'ala is asking the question, where are my hufaz? Where are my hufaz? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرَ الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ Where are those who have memorized? And so I think it's very important that we, as a community, we take this seriously. In many different approaches. Number one, we put our money towards the HIFZ program. Number two, we encourage our youth. And number three, perhaps the most important, that we set the example for our youth. Even after the month of Ramadan, to all of the adults, to all the parents, let your kids see you with the Quran. Let your kids see. You don't have to become a hafiz overnight. SubhanAllah, many of the Sahaba did not become hafaz, but they were consistent in their pursuit of the hibs, you see? It's not about becoming a hafiz. It's about consistently moving in that direction. Whether you get there is irrelevant. Just keep moving towards it and let your kids see that you've never given up on yourself, you've never given up on your deen, and you've never given up on your hibs. And inshallah, we'll see that this masjid will produce many hafiz bi'inillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.